What's this one going to be about?
The families.
Okay.
So I get there to the ghetto, and there's over 100 people there. And they are just worshiping God. You know, God loves our worship. Because if we don't do it, he'll get the rocks to do it. You know? But they've learned to worship the Lord before the gift of whatever's coming. And even if I don't show up, they're still showing up to worship God. And they don't even care. Excuse me. They don't even care who's watching or who walking by, or they're singing loud. They're just praising God. And all of a sudden, Lydia's mom started singing and then sang a song for thanking God for Blue Mustang. And she sang a song to you, and I asked for the words, and she's putting it together. Okay. So, and everybody just stopped singing because they wanted to hear her sing. And all she was doing is praising God, but thanking God for Blue Mustang, for blessing all those families that were there. And Lydia was just running in circles, and all the kids were just dancing. And then when she stopped, right after that, they started singing Amazing Grace. And I don't know if you've ever heard, like, people sing Amazing Grace with no music. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just, and especially, like, African-American people, they know how to sing. Like, they have a voice, man. And they were singing and praising God, like, you know. And then I remember what Blue Mustang said about that. He said, maybe it's because you don't have time to go to church sometimes. You go and take church to the streets. You need that worship time too, as like a group, you know, to like fellowship and stuff. And which I do. And then, but they don't get tired of worshiping God.
Mm-mm.
Like, they worship God for about an hour and 15 minutes straight. Song after song after song. It's just amazing. And you could tell the joy of the Lord that's in their hearts when they worship. They're not on a schedule on time. Oh, we only have time to sing 3 songs and that's it, you know. Or 4 songs and okay, now we got to get in the Word, and then you guys could go home. But they're not on any schedule. They just want to sing and worship God. It's just so beautiful. It's taught me how to worship God no matter what, and forever, however long you know God wants, because he can hear the worship and he'll listen to you worship him all day if it takes it. So that's the most beautiful thing about them. In the ghetto, even though it looks really bad around there, their main focus is keeping their eyes on God. And they don't worry about anything else. At first they did, because they kept looking behind their backs. Because that's the ghetto, man. It's a dangerous area. But when they're worshiping, they don't look behind their backs. They're just worshiping. I think that was just the most beautiful. And then after they got done, Lydia's dad prayed and thanked God for the worship, and thanked God for families that were there. They anointed the families. Then they all prayed. And then the two families, individually, there were brother and sister, and their spouses were there with their kids. And they started praying, and then they started thanking God for you. If Blue Mustang doesn't send Sunny today, we're still going to worship you. You know, Lord, you know what we need. And then all of a sudden, when they got done praying, Lydia saw me. And I was still hiding, but she saw me. Sonny's here! And then she just started running after me and running at me, jumped on me. I was hugging her, and she goes, I knew you were coming. God says you were going to be here. And they started worshiping, and then again, and thanking God. And then Lydia goes, are we ready for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? And, you know, because of inflation, she's always said that. She's so funny. And then, so I said, yes, let's get that. And so when I started giving them the money, instead of me saying it, Lydia was saying it. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and because of inflation, this is extra. And the Blue Mustang is a blessing, so that's what Lydia said. And then the families were just crying. They couldn't believe how much money they got so they could go buy groceries. And the two girls that worked there, they sometimes come out with coffee or with donuts or something. And they were crying. They were just crying. And Lydia goes, why are you girls crying? They said, because we found Jesus Christ because of you guys. We gave ours to the Lord because of you guys. You guys come here and worship Him and love Him. And like, we learned how to worship. Because you guys know how to worship. So those two girls led their parents and grandparents to the Lord. That's just, see, it's a ripple effect of what's happening, you know? It never stops. How God uses that to bless them and then encourage them. So then those two families laid hands on me and prayed for me, anointed me, that God would protect me. And you know, what I noticed is that when, after they see me, after Lydia sees me, then it just seems like I'm just there for a short time. But I'm not. I've already been there for an hour and a half, almost 2 hours. But it doesn't seem that long. Isn't that funny? I can't explain that. But then when I call you, it's like we just got done. Like, you know, it's like time flies when I'm with them. Like, I don't understand how that works, but and then it all works out to where if the gangs aren't at the parks, they're at their homes, and I always catch them where they're at, right on time. They haven't been there very long. They've been there just a few minutes, and then they show up. Like, how God works, like that. His time is, he can stop time if he wants to. Like, it's him. He does it, you know? So when we got done praying and everything and they prayed for me, they were going inside and this old couple came and they said, you know, we were listening to you guys worship and everything. He says, you know, me and my wife, we were losing faith. We were just at a rut, you know. But then we heard you guys worshiping. It just, all those hymns and stuff, Amazing Grace. He goes, you rekindled the love for Christ for us. You helped us to do that through your worship. Thank you. And then Lydia, of course, she tells them everything. Like she's she'll say everything. Well, let me tell you about Blue Mustang, she told the couple. And let me tell you about Sonny, this man right here. And the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and a little bit of inflation. And then the family showed him the money. And they go, so Blue Mustang supplies money for families that are struggling? And they go, yeah, God, he's amazing. Rachel is Lydia's mom. She said, he's spirit-led, man. He doesn't do it for himself. He does it for the glory of God. And then the old couple goes, well, you know what? I want to buy you guys groceries for your family and your family. and you can keep that money for an emergency in case you got to put gas in your cars and all of that. And one family goes, well, we don't have a car. But yeah, we could use it for other stuff for sure. They go, you need a car? I go, yeah. He goes, well, we have an extra one because my wife doesn't want to drive anymore. And none of the kids like that car because it's an old Oldsmobile. It looks like a boat. It's, you can have it. So they wouldn't got that Oldsmobile. If I told you how many miles it had on it, was you wouldn't believe it. It had 71,000 and some miles. It's 60, no wait, a 71 Oldsmobile. Oh, beautiful car. And they gave it away. Like, I don't know how much that car is worth, you know, I don't know, but they just gave it. So this family could have a car. But it was like, how God just blesses. Like, okay, just say that I wasn't there. Those families wouldn't be there because you wouldn't be taking care of them. Just never would have happened. See how it's a ripple effect, how everybody gets blessed, like just by the obedience of a man that that God wants to use. And then how do you get paid for hay and 50s? That's confirmation right there, Blue Mustang. So it's a tradition now that every Saturday, after the dad, Lydia's dad prays and thanks God for the provision, then Lydia always prays for the families and then for you and me, and then it's over. But man, that little girl knows how to pray to God. It's just beautiful.
Is he trying to clear the weather out so they can worship outside?
I didn't think the sun was supposed to be out today.
I know, I'm beginning to think that's came to my mind. I bet you they're going to be outside worshiping.
I bet they will be, because that one corner they had, like I said, they have those heaters outside for them.
Yeah.
I know they cleaned out that one corner for them.
Well, anyway, go ahead and finish.
But what's so beautiful about these families, they would be thanking God, even if it was like $20. Because they didn't have that before, you know. And I told God, I said, how many other families are out there with no food, with nothing? And God says, I'm taking care of them. But I have brought you here so Blue Mustang will take care of these families. You don't have to worry about all the families. I'll take care of them. I'm just like I'm taking care of these. I was like, wow, that's so beautiful.
I mean, somebody else is doing it too.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought too. It was just amazing. I love what God's doing.
Is that it here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.